I don't often have an excuse to play Elvis Costello on my show, Rob. You're the reason.
Yeah, I'm glad to help you out there.
Kettleson Library Director Rob Farmer is joining me today. If you're a Kettleson Library user, you've probably been in withdrawal a little bit. Yesterday, the library closed early after story time. But there's good news, Rob. You're going to be open again today.
We are open today. The changeover for technology that we've been experiencing for the past couple of days, which is what caused the closure, happened sooner than we expected. So that lets us be open today. It's abbreviated hours, but we will be open at 10 as normal. But we'll close at 5, and then regular schedule will start again tomorrow morning.
Okay. And the whole upgrade went smoother than you anticipated. Right.
It went very, very smoothly, thanks to a lot of hard work from our staff, especially Joanna Perencevich, who is our system coordinator for our catalog system, and then the consortium people that we are working with. What we have done is we have had a shared catalog with the Sitka School System and Mount Edgecombe, where we could, our patrons could check out their materials and vice versa. So what we've done now is done that on steroids. So now we have joined a consortium of libraries throughout the state, over 20 of them, so that now our patrons have access to materials from UAA, UAS, Anchorage Public, Juneau Public, Palmer, Matsu, lots of different libraries around the state.
But haven't we always had this? How is this different than what we had before with the interlibrary loan system?
It's similar, but it's going to be easier and have more and offer more control to the individual patron. With the regular library card, our patrons can log into the system, go to our website, go into the online catalog, enter their user ID, which is the barcode on the back of their card, and their PIN number, which is 4 digits, which if they don't know it, they can call us, we'll give it to them, and they can change it to whatever they want. Then they can look through the catalog, which now has all these holdings from all these libraries in one spot. And they can go through, find there, and put these on hold. And if there's a book in Anchorage that's available, either a title, so if it's a Harry Potter book where they have 15, you can just get the first one available to you. Or if if you want one very specific book, you could pick just that one particular copy. And it's put it on hold, and when it's available, they will send it to us, and we will call you, and you can come pick it up. So interlibrary loan, there may be still times where you have to have interlibrary loan. So if it's not in the consortium system, and we can still request that, and there will be a form added to our website. We're still working on that with the new system, but we will turn it over to our interlibrary loan person, and she will send out a request for it, and we'll do the same thing as we used to.
So, Rob, is it fair to say that our library is not really just a building anymore? It's kind of, it's buildings all over the state.
All over the state and all over the world, because, our library, I like to say, is, just because the doors are shut, like they were yesterday, doesn't mean our library is closed, because now not only do we have access to all these materials from all these consortium libraries, we do have interlibrary loan, and we also have access to audio and electronic content through Listen Alaska for books for Kindles and other e-readers or for audiobook listening. And we have many, many databases that are accessible with all kinds of material that people don't seem to know that we have, including things like auto manuals, periodicals, newspapers from all over the place. All these you can access, from our website with a link and with those IDs and PINs from your code or from your cards. Like I said, I think the card is the key to the library, both physically and virtually.
Even if it's kind of I was showing you my library card earlier. It looks like it's been run over by a train several times. I've had it for like 20 years.
Well, that's great. You know, a well-loved library card is a good thing to see. But if it gets, you know, too loved and broken or lost, we'll be happy to give you another one. You know, up until we are back in our other building, replacement cards are free. So if people out there, you know, need a new library card, stop by and we'll give you one.
Oh, I'm keeping my old one. Yeah, for sure. How does it work? So I go online and the Kettleson catalog, when I'm looking for a book, it's going to show me probably where it's located or what collection it's in. And I select it, I put a hold on it or actually check it out, and it's going to appear at the Kettleson desk and I walk in and pick it up. Is that how that's going to go down?
Typically, basically, the catalog is now, you know, for those who are used to the old electronic catalog, what we have now is more of a more advanced Amazon Google looking system with, you know, it's more the interface is more friendly, it's cleaner. You can do a search. Once you do a search, if you do have lots of different hits, depending on what you're doing, if it's a subject search and you do it on magic, then you have, you know, tons of things. There will be filters on the left-hand side where you can narrow things by subtopics and authors and title and date. And so everything is going to be more user-friendly. It may take a little bit of getting used to, which and it has for our staff, which is why we needed to be closed, because we had to have training on the new system once it went through, and also make sure that the stuff was working like it should. But you know, once people are used to it, I think they're going to like it a whole lot better.
Okay, so you just needed an in-service day. It wasn't like there were technicians there stringing wires and.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, a lot of that stuff had been already done and was doing, you know, through the computer system. So it was, although there was some technicians, because we have new catalog stations being implemented. They're finishing those today that are more manageable with the new system because the software is different.
Right.
But by and large, it was mostly us knowing what we were doing and having things ready to go for the general public.
So we can access books in Juneau and at UAA and at UAF and Fairbanks and stuff now, but they can also access books in Kettleson. Has this system increased the workload for librarians?
It'll probably increase it in the short term. Although Fairbanks isn't part of the consortium, but UAA is.
Right.
Okay. But it's going to be, you know, what we'll be, we'll do, yeah, I'm sorry, we'll be using more mail.
Okay.
It's the same thing. We'll put things in transit more often than we had been. And I think a lot of it's going to be more us receiving things than us sending things out. Because
right.
we're a smaller library, usually with one copy of a particular item, so some of ours may be going out, but we are more likely to be our patrons will be borrowing things from Juneau or Anchorage than they are to be borrowing it from us, and we can also protect certain items. So you know, if like our local history, our newer items, videos or books, we can put those on local hold only. For at least, you know, for either for an abbreviated time, like the first 6 months we have it, or we may just kind of keep them in house, just so we make sure protect the stuff that we have that are a little more sensitive or harder to replace.
Okay, and there are probably some people in Sitka wondering why we're doing this now, why Kettleson is temporarily housed in the Stratton Library. Wouldn't it have been better to wait until the library was relocated in its new renovated home?
Well, it really wouldn't have made any difference. So the sooner that we could get this up and running, the better, because it is increasing the materials available for our patrons is a huge benefit. It's also a benefit, it'll be a reduction in staff time on working on things once, you know, especially managing our own tech. We don't have to manage our server anymore. That's done in Anchorage. It's going to cost us less because, you know, our network was, you know, three systems. Now it's a network of over 20, and we share the cost of the system. We have more buying power with the vendor. We have more access to different modules and upgrades when they come in. And so it's saving us money, saving us time, and giving our patrons more things to play with, which win, win, win.
Yeah, and we always used to say that we had very high, you know, circulation in Sitka. Has all the access to just the whole world of electronic media, has it affected circulation at Kettleson? Or
it hasn't really. Well, Kettleson has an amazingly high usage rate It was from the statistics from last year, it was more than 11 items per capita, which is huge. So just because things are available, you know, on the internet or electronically, a lot of people still like books. And you know, in Kettleson is still popular. Just because people come in and use our library all the time, they don't ever check out a book. From the services we have, from programming, story time, summer reading, our computers, are well used all year long, and especially now that the cruise ships are in town.
Right.
We want to offer as many things as possible for our residents and our visitors.
Okay. Well, I love my Kettleson books, and I've had mine probably 4 weeks past due.
That's okay.
I'm one of those people, especially now that I'm hosting in the morning a bit, if I'm reading my book, that keeps me up. But if I'm listening to an audiobook, it puts me asleep. But now we can have our audiobooks longer, right?
Yes. You can. For those who use Listen Alaska for audiobooks, once you log in, you can change your settings. And the default when you originally do it is a week, but you can change it up to 3.
I like it. I like that a lot. It's my prayers have been answered. I can finally get through an audiobook maybe in 3 weeks.
I'm glad to help.
Rob, it's really exciting to hear what's going on there. It sounds like at Kettleson, it sounds like the whole library world is just staying ahead of the curve in the world of sort of information management.
It has to, yeah. Because it's not just information, although it is information. It's entertainment, it's current awareness, government involvement. With all the different materials coming in from the assembly and things, we house those for people to come come look at them. We try to, be as many things to as many people as we can.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Rob, and thanks for getting the library open again early today.
You're welcome. Always happy to be here.
Rob Farmer is director of Kettleson Memorial Library. We've been talking about the library's upgrade to the Alaska Joint Library Consortium. Their new catalog is available online now. Check it out. And the address? Where do people go online?
The actual address is long, but if you go to the city website or just Google Kettleson Library, it'll come up.
Good deal. All right. Thanks so much, Rob.
Thank you.